there. Humpty Hump in the house, y'all. And you know what? It's the same old song.
That was Digital Underground, same song featuring Tupac. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlakh. For everybody out there that doesn't know, he's my brother. And he's come through a lot of adversity, to say the least. He's come through Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big fires of a couple of years ago, and the big flood of a couple of years ago. And he's a big inspiration all around the world, including myself. He's probably my biggest hero. And here he is. How are you doing, Shkwait?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Just keeping cool.
Yeah, it's a very warm day today. And yeah, that was some pretty old school music. Digital Underground brought me back a few years ago. I was previewing it and playing it, and man, it's got some huge bass tones coming out of it. It had my car shaking to death almost. And had me bouncing around the house, just remembering that old song. It was pretty inspiring. It's got some pretty good lyrics in there too. And so we have our subject today is on tenacity. And I'd love to hear what you have to say about tenacity.
That's something I never really thought about a lot. You know, there's something that if you are kind of tenacious, you don't notice it, and you don't notice it in others. Well, unless they really are really going out of their way to get their purpose done, eh? You know, whether they're getting closer to their achieving their goal or not, they keep going. You know, not relying on luck, destiny, or fate, you know, just working towards their goal and purpose. I guess you can be tenacious in all things, health and welfare and all such, because I guess we can say my body is tenaciously trying to live forever.
Yeah, for sure.
with all that's come my way. So we just gotta stay on our goals, whether we have moments where it's one step forward and two or three steps backwards. Just got to keep plugging along at our goals. And if we keep going, we'll eventually reach that goal. You know, might not be at the time we want it to, you know, making crazy terms on yourself is just as crazy. So, we can all be tenacious. We just have to keep striving and working towards our goals and what we want to achieve in life, at work, at play. That's all I could think about tenacity.
Yeah, I think it was associated when we were doing our character sketches of animals and stuff. I believe it was the Wolverine that was they considered it tenacious, and so
you know, it'll still follow their goals, you know, over mountains, across half of Canada. Get what they want.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to get over there like they just jumped in a jet and they're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take some days or weeks to get their achievement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a deer steak sandwich. I know that's on their menu, and they'll do anything to get it, and they usually do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate and thank you for joining us on live, and just all that you come through, and your tenacity. It's just very infectious. I know for me, myself, it just inspires me just to continue and work and do my hardest at everything I do. And just a blessing to have known you and have you in my life and be inspired by you. It's just always a big, huge blessing that I get to share with the rest of the world, and it's just an honor and a privilege. So I really thank you and appreciate you.
Yeah, I thank you for you guys' well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. You there at the studio and the listeners all listening. I send it all back to you guys 100-fold.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, and have a great rest of your week and weekend, and lots of love to you, and bye for now.
Yeah, bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen from all over the world, we thank you, and thank you for tuning in. That was Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC, from the Ntlakemich territories. And yeah, it's very special to have him on our program, and we're going to carry on with our show, and I just really appreciate our guest for sitting in with us, and even got to hear you communicating with your own sister. It was pretty awesome, because I just had my brother.
A lot of siblings in the studio.
So we had brothers and sisters. It was just special, awesome. So, yeah, we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to get to our next guest coming up, which is Lady Fahima, and we're going to play her a song from Black Pistol Fire, and it's a bluesy type of song. And I'm sorry I have to do this all on the fly, because sometimes we just don't have all the time in the world to set up our programs. But bear with me. It's going to be awesome. So without further ado, we have Black Pistol Fire, Speak of the Devil. So have a listen. Enjoy, everyone. And we'll get to Lady Fahima.
Me cry.
Great, that was old school, some old school blues playing there. And that was Black Pistol Fire, and the name of the song was Speak of the Devil. But we don't have a devil with us today right now. We have Lady Fima. How are you doing, Lady Fima?
Am I on the air now?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Oh, my greeting to you, Chief, and the rest of respected listeners, and wishing you a wonderful summer. Oh. My love and greeting to each one of you.
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, it is a really awesome day today. Nice and sunny out there and warm. And there's a little bit of smoke here and there, but the wind seems to be taking care of all of that. And we have a subject today, and it's on tenacity.
And yes, we'd love to hear. As usual. is a great subject. Is a learning process for myself, and I always have said it and continue to say it. I am the student of mankind. You know, to be in that line, there is no end to it, basically. And sorry, I'm just getting to my car settling down.
That's okay. We know how busy you are. And we really appreciate you when you make the time to come to our program and join us and just offer your knowledge and wisdom. It's just a blessing. And we do know that your sister was very tenacious, and she went after her goals, and she pretty much got every goal that she was after. And very inspiring to myself, because, you know, I was able to... privileged and honored to work with her for 25 years, and just being around that high level of tenacity and passion for everything she'd done, it was something that helped me to hone my skills in doing that also. So we'd love to hear from you now, if you're all settled in and ready to go for it.
Yes. Thank you very much for your kind acknowledgement, same as usual. And I believe Counselor Ferry, about, you know, from high above, from the other world, she's watching us, and she's really happy all of us, we have taken a place to walk toward, you know, together as one body, as one tree, as one planet, as one nation. We walk together, we live together, we basically communicate with one another. That is significant for such a blessed land in Canada that I am. It's a great honor and privilege for me just to be the witness at this, you know, a station, basically. Mm. Going back to the subject, basically the counseling is the great skill. To get that skill of the life, and it would allow us to see the road, our own path, clearly. Not with the hesitation, not with the trauma, not with the confusion. The skill and the tools of the counseling by the great counselors that they are practicing, they are among us in the society, we can remove the confusion. It seems you get a new lens of the glasses, a new glasses of the life, and you see through clearly. And the secondly is the encouragement. Encouragement is not the bribery. Unfortunately, in North America, because of the culture, because of the history of every country has its own story, history, politics, and etc. Some of the word, you know, encouragement in North America, I have done it and I continue to do it. it would take some time for the citizen to digest, to understand, because it brings positive energy. That positive energy is like an IV getting to your vein, getting to your cell, your brain, your heart, and running a great energy inside of you. And you can focus for your goal, not quitting. Don't quit on any success, on any vision that you have. Work around it. Quitting, you know, is just leave it aside, dropping it is a very easy task. Even a child can do that. But if you see a new, you know, a newborn, when they are starting to become 6 months, you see them how many times they stand up, but they make one step and then they drop. They can't control and balance their body. But because they are doing it every day, so they are starting talking, walking, acting, and growing. The best, you know, example in my life is the small children that I learned from them, because they are pure. They are very, very pure and very funny and beautiful. And also the animals. I have a great passion for the animals, that they need to be looked after. However, you know, we have a great talk show, has been recognized in the world, like Oprah. She was really down the drain, that it was the hope, it was the believing in herself, brought her to the Mother Earth and recognized by the world. But she was the one acknowledged her own talent first. She knew she's capable of doing great job, which she did. When she practiced it with the society, she was recognized by the world. Definitely, she received continuously the advice and the counseling, you know, that she became successful in her life. Life, you know, is like a mountain. We have to climb up, put all the trauma, all excuses, we all have it, human being has it, bad memories in the closet and lock it up. And look at the, like, you know, with the hope, look at the light, look at the sky, look at your vision. Just say to yourself, this is my vision, this is my goal, and I'm going to make it not only for yourself. You bring the great impact, great positivity. You leave it on the Mother Earth for the rest of the other citizens. And I'm just very grateful to be at your station, Chief Shackley. And before I'm ending, I just a small announcement that Anna Marcus, the youngest university student of the art, and she's doing significant art. Her art is just very overwhelming. It's just, it's huge, and is she's very talented. Not only in, at her own art, but also she recognized, she brought Canada to the world, and she's been Irish dancer, and she got the first place. She has been recognized by the world. Such a great honor for me to know all the individuals that I accompany. I invite them, and she has promised to be at our own studio for the record, and also the recording, and also live at the radio station to be with the rest of the respected listeners across the country, and also outside of the country, many countries. my love and respect to each one of you, and fly high.
Beautiful.
Fly as high as you want it. As Counselor Savvy said in the past, the sky is unlimited. This is your place.
Well, we really appreciate you for joining us live and sharing your words and your wisdom. It's always a blessing and a privilege, and it really empowers me just to continue and keep this program going. And I really appreciate all the guests that you've brought in and introducing me to Elena here and getting me all fired up. And it's your tenacity that, you know, really brings a lot of special people to our program and enriches our whole world. And I really appreciate that. And I thank you for coming and blessing us. So,
thank you so much, and is my honor, Chief. Is my honor.
Thank you so much. So we know that you're busy, and we know that you gotta get back to your duties and responsibilities. And we thank you, and lots of love to you, and have a great week and weekend. And we're looking forward to listening to you again next week.
Likewise, thank you kindly.
Yes. So we're gonna have to say bye for now. So. Bye for now.
Yes, bye-bye. Bye now.
Yeah, thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Fima, and just always awesome to have her on and have her share some of her positivity and empowerment. It's just a blessing and an honor. So we're going to have to wrap up our program for today. Come back again next Thursday. 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Join us on Free Voices, and we're gonna end with Shepherd's Rain, and their song is called Finally. And Finally is a song about losing hope that you would find your one true love, but then finally you find that someone, and someone who makes you happy at your core. The someone who vindicates your patience and perseverance, a person who has come into your life and completely changed your perspective. Now that's love worth waiting for. And that was from Shepherd's Rain. So we're going to listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. Bye for now.